This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Participating, I don't know another bureau agent that would take that approach.
All right, but I'm just making the point. He obviously didn't think there was a there, so he didn't go into the Russia investigation, which he then subsequently joined before Mueller removed him. He didn't go into it thinking the president was guilty. He went into it thinking the opposite. So as much as the guy, as you're pointing out, hates the president, he didn't see any there, though. He wasn't going in thinking he was going to find anything.
Well, the only thing I would say in response to that, Aaron, is the morning after the election, they're discussing impeachment. So if they're really open-minded, objective, fact-centric FBI agents, what are they doing discussing impeachment when the ink isn't dry on the ballot confirmation yet? This is the morning after, and they're talking about impeachment. So, look, I have a lot of respect for you. You're going to have a really hard time convincing me that Peter Strzok should have been on this investigation.
Okay, so let me ask you, and by the way, again, I'm just pointing, because I need to, for the record, that Bob Mueller did remove him when he found out about these texts. So Peter Strzok was removed from this last summer, just to make sure everyone knows.
Never heard
me criticize
Bob Mueller.
This investigation for some period of time after this was discovered. Okay, in the text messages.
You've never heard me criticize Bob Mueller.
Right. You have said that you've seen the texts which exist, the ones that we know about, personally. One that was sent the day after the election, which you're referring to impeachment, but one of the ones you've talked about, you quoted it as saying, quote, perhaps this is the first meeting of the secret society. You didn't give any context, okay? What was the context? Did they elaborate? What are we talking about, secret society?
It's right after they're lamenting the fact that Trump won North Carolina and that he won Florida, and they're really disappointed in the way the election turned out. And then about an inch down from that is a conversation about perhaps this should be the first meeting of the secret society. And then about two texts down, they say, let's talk about it with Andy. I don't know if that's Andy McCabe, and I'm not going to allege that it is. But it's eerily similar to what they
said
about the insurance policy.
You kind of are. You're throwing it out into the ether. I mean,
well, Andy McCabe is mentioned throughout their text. I don't know if there's another Andy. So I don't know if there is or not. So I'm not going to malign Andy McCabe. I actually asked him directly about the insurance policy text, and he denied it. I take him at his word, but take him out of it. Here are two bureau agents talking about a secret society. I don't have a clue what they're talking about. I don't know whether one existed, but you know what, Aaron? It's not my responsibility to prove that. They're the ones who used the phrase. They're the ones that should explain it. I can't tell you what they meant. I can just tell you what they said. And they're talking about a secret society right after they were talking about how depressed they were that Donald Trump won.
All right, let me ask you one question before.
You see, and this is all, you know, talk about context. Again, you know, we're looking at a very small example of these texts when they talk about the secret society. But when you take the text in totality, it seems quite conspiratorial. And I appreciate, or this is what I appreciate about the soberness of Trey Gowdy, is he, because he's a prosecutor, he just lays out the facts. He's careful not to connect the dots for anybody. You know, that's the things that we do. And sometimes, yes, you might say, we might go a little bit on the edge here as we take it. But, you know, I'm just one of these guys that if it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, you know, it's you got to at some point, you know, call it for what it is. It there just seems to be every day this, just like with the Hillary Clinton emails, it's this slow drip of revelations that come out. And it looks bad for the FBI, and especially when they're slow to resolve some of this issue, they're rather tainted. And I think the longer this continues, it puts in jeopardy, deeper jeopardy, the credibility of the FBI and our intelligence community. What do you think? Boy, it's a lot of stuff out there, and I understand, you know, why it makes you feel like, oh, gosh, am I wearing a tinfoil hat, or what's going on here? This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Liz Pink coming up next.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
And it's after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Liz Pink, as promised, joins us, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Miss Liz, how are we doing? Are you there? Did we lose connection?
No.
Oh, there you are. Okay, I just couldn't hear you. Maybe the old switcher to get you connected to me wasn't up, but hey, we love the electronics when they work. Hey, only because inquiring people want to know, and I know you probably know about this, but did you see that footage with Putin jumping into the polar ice? I guess it's some polar bear ritual thing or something?
I did. Let's face it, he is a master of... how would you say, branding, I guess. Yeah. And, of mm-hmm. course, the Russian people love Putin's bravado and his uber alpha male presence, et cetera. And this was sort of just a confirmation of that. It looked hideous, didn't it?
Well, it did, but I was confused and perplexed because he was doing some sort of blessing on himself. I don't know if it was a polar bear blessing or something orthodox or not, very unorthodox, or maybe because he was so frozen, he kind of just threw his hands up in some sort of, you know, as the Catholics might understand, some semblance of the sign of the cross. But it was very... very weird, and I was going, what is that?
It was odd, but I think it was a Russian Orthodox priest behind him, mm-hmm. and I think it wasn't the equinox or something, but it was some date mm-hmm. of importance that the event took place on. I honestly can't remember what it was, but mm-hmm. hey, you know what, as I say, it works for him.
Yeah, well, he got coverage, and you and I are talking about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of ice cold, here our president is in Davos, Switzerland, flying in with the icy background and the majestic atmosphere there. And he's going into, maybe you might say, the wrong gospel, wrong church with all those very elitist, movers and shakers of the world.
Well, look, I mean, this is a huge forum for him to talk about his policies, his economic policies, to a lot of people who probably understand them better than, a lot of other places he could go and talk. Frankly, I think he probably would get a better hearing on his economic policies there than possibly the U.S. Congress,
right.
Considering, you know, half of them don't really understand what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
I am offended by the portrayal, though, of Trump's tariffs that were imposed on washing machines and solar panels as sort of a backward-looking protectionist measure, starting a trade war. I mean, everything Trump does, his critics hyperventilate to the point of exhaustion about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's honestly, having watched our trade policy over decades and watched American corporations, frankly, try to protect China from public criticism of their incredible cheating, theft of intellectual property, et cetera, mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of happy to see this president decide that, yes, we want to trade with our global partners. We want a fair playing field. And,
exactly.
You know, liberals are always talking about leveling the playing field. That's what Trump is trying to do. And frankly, it's high time.
Right. Memo to the world. America is under new management, right?
Yeah. I mean, and it's not just a slogan. I think people need to read up on what it has been like for corporations trying to do business in China. And by the way, they have been the biggest enablers of China. This is why this is an interesting schism, if you will, or split in the Republican Party that really very few people talk about. In other words, it has usually been the Chamber of Commerce, big business that funds GOP candidates, et cetera. And certainly they came out, many of them, for Donald Trump. And indeed, he delivered on tax cuts, and we are seeing that they are celebrating that. They're paying back, they're offering tremendous bonuses and pay hikes and so forth to workers. But on trade, they are fearful because they have, as I say, abetted China for the past decade, told the United States government, well, you know, yes, they stole our intellectual property, but, you know, let's turn a blind eye to that because here is this huge growing market. We want in. We want to be able to produce using cheap Chinese labor, and we want to be able to sell to the emerging Chinese middle class. And I think it has been a real subversion of American interests. And by the way, what's interesting is that companies started going to China really 20 years ago or so in any kind of intention, you know, big way. Many have decided it doesn't work. No
exactly.
matter what they do, they don't make money. Because China basically cheats. Their local partners cheat. You have all these restrictions on what you can and cannot do, all of which is geared to leaving your money in China. And that's what happens.
Yeah, China first, right?
Yeah. I mean, it, honestly, I've written about this over the past 10 years. I knew a woman, I know a woman named Virginia Kamsky, who, for reasons not worth spending time on, is very involved in the Chinese country and the economy and led many huge corporations. In fact, she was involved with the first big company, which was David Rockefeller, going into China. And her line that I quoted in a piece I wrote many years ago was, American companies leave their common sense on the border when they go into China. And they do. They sit down and negotiate. They are out-negotiated from the get-go, and they know it. But they still think that the prize is worth having, and it isn't.
Yeah, after all these years, I guess they're starting to look at the bottom line and realize it's not worth all this. And unfortunately, Liz, to your point here, is these previous companies, pioneers into China, have really hurt American industry because they've established a precedent. Because China knows, hey, look at you want in here so badly. Look at what we've got from, you know, whether it's Boeing or any other major American
yeah.
industry coming in and they're selling their souls just to get into China. You know, it's ridiculous. But yet, the conversely, I mean, look what happened with Solyndra. I mean, I mean, that is so idiotic. I cannot square up that round circle in how we would, our government would buttress Solyndra, give them a bunch of money, and then on the heels of it, allow the Chinese to come in and underbid our own investment. How does that work?
The history, long and sorry history of the solar energy industry is one that's, you know, being basically forgotten as everybody gets extremely critical and upset about the tariffs that the Trump administration just imposed on solar panels. Keep in mind that the EU, in 2013, I think, first proposed 47% tariffs on solar panels. Why? Because China was doing in Europe exactly what they did in the U.S.
Exactly.
They expanded so much in China purposefully that they decided they had to put our industry out of business, and they basically did.
Yeah, exactly. Liz Peek is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. And we get the blessing of having her insights and her reporting on, you know, the things that we're talking about here. And we've got more coming up. In fact, we're going to talk about the Schumer shutdown and the mistakes that are piling up against the Democratic Party and what it looks like for their prospects in 2018. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus. Jesus.
but the hand of divine providence has led the way to this great country, continues to be a magnet of others around the world. And this is the resistance, and this is something, Liz Peek, that the president is realizing in Davos. You've got this inherent jealousy of America's exceptionalism, and it's, you know, the fact that it's returning to its roots, its founding, is problematic for some of these elites.
Well, I don't think they like the fact that the United States, which has for so many years provided the sort of incremental funding for the world's security, is now beginning to take stock and say, hey, you know, we've got an aging population, we've got a decent fiscal prospect looking forward, but it's not endless. And, you know, it's sort of a tipping point for the United States, and maybe that's why Donald Trump was elected president in some sort of odd way. You know, I think, again, I mean, think of the things that Trump has done that so affront our global, a new word, the global elites, our trading partners and so forth. He has accused NATO partners of not spending enough on defense. He's totally right. Why should we be the only country that is basically providing the buttress between Russia and Germany? Germany is not paying what they're supposed to under the terms of NATO. It's time they up their game. And because Trump has pushed so hard, they are beginning to do that. But that was a totally appropriate pressure point. And, you know, then you look at something like Pakistan, where, yes, we're finally calling out the world's most duplicitous nation for providing refuge for Taliban and 22 other terror groups operating in Afghanistan, playing both sides of the middle. You know what? He's completely right to do that. I mean, if you kind of go down the list of things he's done that so enrage everybody, most of the time, I think most Americans would say, you know what? That doesn't seem right. Why are we doing that? Why are we giving money to countries that don't help us? Why, you know, and again, if we're talking about trade tariffs, which is going to be all the talk now for the next couple of days after the Davos speech, why should we not hold that over China? China's running about a $350 billion trade deficit with the United States. That's important to them. Let's make it really important to them. And so they really stop secretly funding North Korea, which is what they're doing.
Exactly.
And everyone's horrified that the Trump administration has released these videos of China offloading oil to North Korean boats. Well, guess what? That's not supposed to happen. And you know perfectly well the United States government has had photos like that, and they've tracked that money trail for years and years, but they've never been willing to release it. I think it's great that they're releasing it.
Well, it holds China accountable.
Exactly.
They have not been used to it. It's revelatory, as you say, to the rest of the world for them to understand some things. And, you know, beyond that, the successful first year of this administration, which has not been easy. I mean, at every turn, Donald Trump has been met with resistance. But his administration is winning on behalf of the people, and now it's convincing the media slowly but surely. There's some positive things that are coming by way of even a border wall, where the media is kind of softening their rhetoric and saying, you know, okay, you know, we're kind of getting it a little bit. So that's encouraging. So it's hard to argue the numbers, and here in another week, Liz, everyday Americans are going to see a bump in their paycheck, and who do they have to thank for that? I don't think they'll have Hillary Clinton or Chuck Schumer to thank for that.
I think it's really remarkable that the Democrats have not, they continue to throw cold water on the tax bill. And I've got to tell you, nobody saw this movement arise of corporations handing out bonuses and pay hikes, citing even Starbucks CEO and Tim Cook and others who are not particularly in Trump's corner, citing the GOP tax cuts as the rationale for that. It is really extraordinary. And how Democrats think they're going to engineer a wave election in the fall in the face of this, I don't know. But I think their continued assault on the GOP tax cuts is just plain stupid. And I, you know, I wrote a piece, I think, for The Hill, or maybe for Fox, excuse me, yesterday or the day before, talking about the mistake that Schumer made.
On Fox, Fox.com. Yes.
Yeah, making a pretty big mistake, in my view, on going to the wall, or excuse me, bad analogy, holding the country hostage because of the Dreamers. As sympathetic as the country is, this country also wants border enforcement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was a mistake on the part of Schumer, and now he's doubling down. I can't believe it, honestly, and saying, you know, the wall is off the table, because I'm sure he's looked at polling that says the wall isn't very popular. Well, okay, but you know what? And in fact, the Trump White House has also softened its position on the wall a little bit. Some sort of barrier is pretty reasonable, whether it's technological, physical, part fencing, part wall, who knows.
Yeah.
But basically, Schumer just constantly, I think, is putting himself and his party on the wrong side of nearly everything. But honestly, opposing the tax cuts was probably the biggest, you know, head swimmer of all.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Democrat Joe Manchin, to the wall, even said that, I mean, he agrees that there needs to be a border, there needs to be a wall. Interestingly enough, Vicente Fox, who was on the other night with Sean Hannity, says he agrees there should be a wall. He just doesn't think Mexico should pay for it. So he's delusional to some degree. It's like, okay, well, Trump was just being so upfront about it. There's different ways to get people to pay for things.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, look, I mean, that can be part of the NAFTA negotiations a little bit. I we'll see how all that turns out. I thought Joe Manchin's comment was very interesting because it really brings home this, that Democrats are counting on the personal unpopularity of Donald Trump to turn around voters on the issues that they care about. And I think that's a mistake. And I think Joe Manchin sees himself having voted against the tax cuts. Remember, Schumer made every Democrat vote against the tax cuts. I think for Joe Manchin, that's a real problem.
Yeah, and, without a doubt. Yeah, you know, and other Democrats that are vulnerable in these areas that in these states and districts that that Trump won so resoundingly, they're at risk. But you know, Liz, to your point here, these are bipartisan issues.
Yeah.
How do you argue against bipartisan issues like tax cuts and national security? How do you do that? And Trump, to his credit, is holding the line and keeping this in front of them, and it exposes their partisanship. And this is what is bothering and becoming more bothersome, especially as this government continues to grow and it's bloated. And then, oh yeah, all the other stuff that's going on with the FBI and you know, all that, that's and with the special prosecutor with Mueller. You know, you put this all in one big mix, and Main Street America says, and we're paying for this?
Yeah, I think mainstream America wonders what in the world is going on. I mean, you and I really are focused on all these little twists and turns of the Russiagate investigation and so forth. Most people are not, but they're kind of getting the idea that the FBI has misbehaved, and maybe that the Obama White House was involved with that in some way, involved in giving Hillary Clinton a free ride on her mishandling of secure information, classified information, and again, as you point out, that they have, you know, kind of doubled down by trying to discredit the Trump administration through this Russia inquiry. I think this is scary stuff. I hope Jeff Sessions is up to the task of bringing this all to the light. I'm not sure he is. I see worrying signs from the Justice Department that they don't want this memo released that Nunes has put together. I hope that's wrong. We need to get this all out in the open.
Exactly. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. I think one of the most gorgeous sights that you can have in any kind of community are golf courses. Of course, I'm prejudiced, you know. So I want to tell you, the PGA of America is committed to social responsibility and responsible energy consumption is critical to its mission. In 2016, the PGA signed a partnership with Constellation, naming the company its official energy provider and sustainability partner. Constellation's Efficiency Made Easy program provides facilities with customizable upgrades and energy management tools that have the potential to cut energy costs and improve day-to-day operations. Many golf facilities are already taking steps to conserve energy, and this partnership is helping them discover opportunities for savings and responsible energy use. Many clubs are finding ways to make their facilities more energy efficient with both financial and environmental benefits. And here to talk about it with us is Christina Gregory. She's the VP of Marketing Communication and Corporate Sponsorships at Events Constellation, and Peter Vivacqua, CEO of PGA of America. Christina, Peter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. Doing well. Thanks for having us on.
Peter, yes, both of you, I appreciate you guys being here with us. Peter, why is social responsibility such an important initiative for PGA of America?
Well, I think it's important, Bill, for the entire industry, and we represent 29,000 men and women PGA professionals around this country who work at facilities all around the country. And when you talk about the future of this game, there are many important initiatives in many important areas, but nothing would trump and be ahead of what we need to do in terms of resources, in terms of sustainability. And, you know, we feel and we believe and we know we're experts in the game of golf, but we were certainly and are not certainly experts in this area. And in when we fashioned the partnership in 2016 with Constellation, as you said, as our official energy provider and sustainability partner, they've really helped educate us to what steps we could take at our headquarters, we could take at our championships that include two of the four biggest events in golf at the PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup, and I think most importantly, steps we could take hand-in-hand with Constellation to begin to educate our PGA members about how they can be more responsible in these areas at the facilities they work at around the country. Now, some were ahead of the game. Some were just starting, some needed some real help, and this partnership is going to enable us to really set that in motion. And we're proud of the partnership, and I think there's nothing we could be doing that's more critical to the future health and vibrancy of this game, because this is near and dear to all of our hearts.
Exactly. Christina, quite a comprehensive project. How did you get together with the PGA to begin with?
Well, we're always looking to promote sustainability and work with ways that we can reach out to customers and talk about energy efficiency. And as Pete said, they have such a large organization, lots of clubs and courses. Clearly, when you think about that, there's a lot of lighting and pumps and irrigation systems that have the opportunity to be efficient. So it was a really great way for us to pull together an authentic partnership to talk about sustainability and sustainability in golf and have that message resonate across that entire organization.
And Bill, you mentioned it when you started about the beauty of golf courses, and mm-hmm. You know, you're certainly talking to somebody who would agree with you wholeheartedly, but each golf facility, there are golf courses, but remember, there are clubhouses, and mm-hmm. with electricity and golf shops and a diverse workforce. So there are so many components to each facility, and each of those components, there are lessons to be learned and steps to be taken from an organization like Constellation, who obviously thinks about this every moment and every second of every day.
Yeah, what you're pointing out here, Peter, is that it's not a one-size-fits-all. I mean, every community, every golf course has its nuance and its unique needs, right?
100%. I mean, the golf industry is so varied when it comes to that, and you think about a public facility in the Northeast versus a private facility in the Midwest or a resort in the Southwest. Their issues are going to be different. Their needs are going to be different. The resources and the availability of resources will be very different. And quite frankly, we don't have that breadth or that experience to figure that out. And that's why we needed to partner with an organization that's at the top of that field to help us navigate this, you know, can be very complicated landscape.
Exactly. Well, Christina, like anything where you can exercise your giftings and talents, your organization, you know, starts off, as Peter said, and as I said earlier, with a great background. I mean, with golf courses. And I got to imagine for your organization, what a showcase to have these golf courses and to be able to, you know, experience before and after situations in these various communities.
Absolutely. I think what we've learned here right out of the gate is a lot of these clubs and courses have been proactive about being energy efficient. But what we've really been able to do partnering with the PGA of America is really look at the golf industry as a whole, pull that data together, really put some best practices around all of it, and then share it. And now we can really work with those individual clubs and courses to drive energy efficiency. If you think about it, an average club with an 18-hole facility is spending about $54,000 in energy use. I explained what a great way to drive energy efficiency and reduce that cost 20 to 30%, and then they can use those dollars to really drive and build the game of golf and support their members. What's exciting is we're just getting started, and we've had a lot of golf courses raise their hand already. Liberty National was one of them, and they were one of the first clubs to take advantage of this partnership and build out their clubhouse with new LED lights and create a lot of savings there. So it's really a showcase of what we can do moving forward.
Christina, you must have been channeling my next question, because that was my question to Peter, is how is the receptivity of the various golf courses coming along with this new program?
Bill, it's been very well received. Christina mentioned Liberty National. Liberty National was a facility that hosted the President's Cup this past year that at the time was run by our past president, Derek Sprague, a PGA professional. So that was a wonderful ground to kind of tell a story. And then I think to what we've noticed with our own backyard at our headquarters. And, you know, in 2017, we offset roughly 2.5 million kilowatt hours of electricity through our championships and through our headquarters. And, you know, when I saw that number, probably I'm not sure how well-versed you are in this area, but I asked Constellation, well, what does that mean, 2.5 million kilowatt hours? And it was explained to me in very easy-to-grasp terms that that would be akin to taking roughly 400 passenger cars off the road or preserving over 2,100 acres of forest land. And that kind of that made it make sense to me and kind of brought it to light. And if we can do that, imagine if facility after facility around this country, the almost 15,000 golf facilities in this country, took similar steps, the aggregate impact of that would be pretty profound.
Exactly. The environmental impact would be profound. And here it is, golfers out there having a good time and know that they're doing good for the environment as well. That is win-win all the way around, Peter. Christina, as we wrap this up very quickly, how can listeners at home benefit? And what about a few basic energy improvements to make? We've got about 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
Sure. I'll give you a couple quick homeowner tips. I would say change your filter, check your thermostat, and get your systems inspected. Those are great places to start. And to learn more, go to Constellation.com.
Christina Gregory, Vice President of Marketing Communications, and Peter Bavaca with the PGA have been our guests. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Great stuff here and great information. And congratulations on all the great work you're doing there, Peter, with the PGA.
Many thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the Scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua Prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. For Spanish, press 2.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time right now for the one and only Lou Euler, who is with us, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation and tax and spend and budgetary issues, all those important things that most Americans are very concerned about these days. Lou, how are you?
I am well, thank you.
We averted, we went through 3 days of a government shutdown over matters that were not consequential to the majority of Americans. In fact, for the first time, and I can't remember how long, a government shutdown was pinned on the tail of the Democrats and Chuck Schumer.
I think it is really humorous. To read the railings of the left against Schumer for folding, as that's basically what they've said he's done. And it appears that they gained no ground by their resistance, and we're making great progress with tax reform and other positive moves forward.
Well, the power brokers on the left did him no favor. I mean, they actually forced him in something that he knew, I guess in his heart of hearts, that it was a bit of a Hail Mary. And all they could hope for was that the mainstream media was going to carry their water, as they usually do. But it was so out there that even the mainstream media, as much as they favor the left, had to take a couple of steps back. Mother, may I?
Yes, yes. Now, it's so we're right back to looking at what's important, and that is the progress that we're making on substantive issues like tax reform and what companies like Apple are doing. They're going to bring home billions of dollars that are parked overseas, and they're going to create a new company in San Francisco with 20,000 new jobs. And so things are looking up.
You know, the only thing they got to worry about is the sanctuary state of California. How many new employees are they going to put at risk because they're protecting illegals who continue to break the law? Regardless of how many felonies they seem to break, the welcome mat is open there, particularly in San Francisco, if not the entire state now.
Well, you're right. And, you know, I'm I'm a native Californian, and we're speaking from California. Mm-hmm. So we confront this on a regular basis. But I'll tell you, a broad base of Californians, including many, many of our great Hispanic neighbors, mm-hmm. Are fed up with the taxes, with the gasoline tax increase that we have, and with being soft on crime.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a revolution beginning to broil here in California that the left is going to have to worry about.
Well, the fact of the matter is regional Hispanics, from where I came from, Lou, born and raised in California, I reside in Florida these days, but I'm back and forth because my kids and grandkids are still in California. But I got to tell you, the Hispanic community has been mischaracterized here. Because there are many, you know, a lot of Hispanics, I mean, we're into breaking piñatas, having a good time, sharing guacamole and tacos, man. We're not into all this fussing and fighting that some of these radicals on the left and the way they want to present the Hispanic community as some sort of monolithic community. People inherently know what is fair, and they know that if something is unfair, they're going to be taken advantage of, and they are one of the critical demographics who have been hit hardest by illegal immigration and even DACA reform. I'm telling you, the mainstream media does not have their finger on the pulse of this critical Hispanic group that you and I are talking about. And these are the Hispanics like my dad who came here to this country and his dad as immigrants. And, we're committed to a better life, but also committed to assimilating and contributing to the legacy of this great American culture.
Well, I'll tell you, you put your finger on the word that it seems to me is critical to our nation and the interplay among races and all the rest, and that is that we are all we're all aimed at the same objective. We're assimilating. We work together.
Mm-hmm.
We're a nation that accepts all kinds of people and all kinds of thinking. And I'll tell you, we work very closely in California and across America with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce community, with
right.
the small business people and their employees. And I'll tell you, this tax reform that we've adopted is going to help the minority businesses dramatically mm-hmm. across America.
Well, and this is what I'm seeing as well, Lou. Speaking of minority businesses, they are excited because they're able to dream and have a fair shot at opening up their own company, whereas in the previous administration, good luck.
That's absolutely right. And so we're trying to work to bring California back from the brink of the left. It is working with Hispanic business people and other independent folks across the state that will restore California and will help to advance the interests of independents across America.
Exactly. Well, we're looking forward to the changes that are happening. Of course, the latest out of California is that they're talking about two states. I mean, at one point it was six states. Now they're the conservatives are saying, let them have the coastlines. That's fine. We'll take the interior and we'll break this up into two states. Chances are that is not going to happen, but it's a good fight. And if nothing else, it pushes back on the craziness of the governor and the hardline Democrats there, who want to continue to promote something that's not working. Of course, and the Department of Justice announced that there are 23 counties or 23 jurisdictions that they're now going to go after, and they're really going to hard press this this issue of sanctuary cities because they are breaking the law. And I don't understand how they come up with some sort of reasoning that says it's okay to break the law and think that a local jurisdiction is going to trump federal law. That's never happened.
No, you're absolutely right. And you can't have across America different levels of law enforcement for different purposes. Mm-hmm. You've got to have some uniformity that can be counted on by the citizens, and the sanctuary city approach is really a thoughtless way, and we have seen the results of it when it's mm-hmm. been allowed. People die and bad people get away with murder. Seriously. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to have Jeff Sessions, our Attorney General, be in charge of, as he must be, enforcing the federal laws that have to do with our immigration. We have to have one set of rules, not two or three or five.
Well, you would think that one of the prides of California, Nancy Pelosi, who announces that people are going to die when anything about the government steps up, whether it has to do with the budget or a government shutdown, you would think that if she's so aware of people dying on those minor type issues, why can't she see that people are dying because of the faulty support of her policies like sanctuary cities?
That's exactly right, and we have a case brewing in the Sacramento area right now where someone has shot two policemen and is talking about it openly and publicly and saying it's a great act.
Right.
And that's a,
and he regrets that he only killed, and he regrets he only killed two police officers. Can you believe that?
That's exactly right. You know the case
yes.
I'm speaking of.
Right.
You.
Well, Lou, we're about a week away when the citizens across this country look at their paychecks, and hopefully it's great news. And the realization of this tax reform and Jobs Act that the president signed into play for We the People, we're excited for greater and better things. And I would encourage everybody that we have to stay the course, because the longer that this becomes so evident and clear and empirical for all people to see that less means more, especially when it comes to tax. And you've been fighting this fight, Lou, it must seem forever, as the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. You've been fighting this and drumming the drumbeat for everybody, and now you've got evidence to back up what you have been yelling and screaming about. I mean, you know, they have forgot all the great things that Ronald Reagan did for us, and Donald Trump is using basically the same playbook, isn't he?
Exactly right. And I went back and looked at what Reagan did in the July of 81 for the 81 tax cut. And he was relentless. And the Democrat leaders at the time praised him for his focus mm-hmm. on getting this done. And if he were here with us today, I'm sure he would say that the elements of this tax cut are a step further than he took it in 81, and we can expect great things.
Exactly. Well, Lou, as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can get activated and be an activated citizen and enter the good fight.
Just to come to limittaxes.org, our website, and sign up, and we'll get you information on a regular basis.
Thank you very much, Lou. Appreciate it. Lou Euler, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer